Okay, Purim Tavshin Pei Gimel, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Learn Shvili Nishmas, Esotila Baskar, Rav Gavriel Pinchas. Part 2, Perek, Prokim Dalet Tavav. We're going to say an idea from each Perek, obviously, Lunishmas, Rav Chaim, Sukhos Yaganel as well. The Pasuk says, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Ches. Laharos is Esther, Lahagid, La, Ulitzavas Aleh, Lavo, Elamelech, Lishanino. The Megillah tells us, indicates that Mordechai told Hasach, we know it's Machlokes, whether Hasach was Daniel, but this whole exchange between Esther and Mordechai, Mordechai tells Hasach three things. Lahar says Esther, to show the decree to Esther. Lahagila, to inform her about the decree, to kill, that every Jew was supposed to be killed. Then the Elishin, the destruction, the Holocaust, Hashem Yirachim. And number three, Lutzavasala, to bid her to go to the king. Why do you have to know all these three things? To show, to inform, and to instruct her she has to go to the king. Says Rav Chaim, these three instructions were given in a very specific order. First, Hasak was to simply show Esther the decree in the hope that she would understand on her own what she had to do. However, she didn't respond. Hasak was to inform her, step number two, that it was up to her to intercede with the king. But if she balked and she hesitated to put her life in danger by going to the king, then Hasak told her from Mordechai directly, convey the order that she had to go. As another Gemara Megillah tells us, that she was married to Mordechai, and he was the leader of the Jews, and thus she was obligated to obey him. Mordechai was the leader, she was married to Mordechai. At the end of the day, it was a direct order. But we see there were steps to Rav Chaim. There were steps. He didn't just tell her straight up. It was first to show her, and hopefully she would understand by herself, and then if she didn't, to inform her, to intercede, and if that didn't get to her, number three, that she had to directly order. She couldn't just sit on the sidelines. I think that's a tremendous lesson in sensitivity training when it comes to our spouses, when it comes to our friends, when it comes to any relationship. You have to do things in steps. You can't just rush. You have to do things. I think doing things in steps, that's what Rav Simon Schlitter will always like to say from Rav Avadya Yosef. The Pasuk says by Hallel, right when Rav Avadya came to Yeshiva once, so he said, the Pasuk says in Hallel, if you think, do things fast, quickly, you call Adam Kosev. Nobody understood everything. Everything we have to, as Rav Chaim teaches us, everything has to be in steps, especially when it comes to Limud Torah. You can't get ahead of any type of growth. You go up too fast, then you go down very, very quickly. I remember meeting this artist in Tzfat, and he was going through his own spiritual journey, and he told me he took on things too quickly, and then he took on nothing. And then now he's trying to get back a little bit of time. One little step at a time. Rav Chaim teaches us to show, to inform, and then she had to go in for herself to save Klal Yisrael. Idea number two. Moving on to Perakei now. Perakei Pasuk Beis. Vahikros HaMelech as Esther HaMalka Omeres Bechatzer Noses Chaim Einov. Achashver, so Esther HaMalka comes in after not being called for 30 days, risks her life. The king notices Esther HaMalka standing in the courtyard. Noses Chaim Einov. She found favor in his eyes. The Medrash tells us that when Achashverosh saw Esther approaching, he was very upset, and he was about to order that she should be executed. But what happened, says the Medrash, Hashem calmed him down and caused Esther to find favor in his eyes. But the Medrash, says Rav Chaim, seems to contradict the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, "Bechatzer nosachem einav." The king notices her, and she found favor in his eyes. So which one is it? The Pasuk says she found a favor in his eyes, but the Medrash says that he wanted to kill her when he saw her. Says Rav Chaim, the Medrash infers that Achashverosh was originally angry. What does it say at the beginning of the Pasuk? Vayihi. You know, the Gemara Megillah tells us, Yud Omid Beis, Vayihi, Lashon Tsar. Anytime Vayihi, it's a Lashon Tsar. Originally it was Lashon Tsar to introduce a painful incident. So what happened was, the Medrash tells us that originally Achashverosh was not pleased to see Esther. It was only after miraculous intervention. Beginning of Pasuk, Vayihi, it was bad. He was going to kill her. But then the Chodesh Baruch Hu intercedes. At the end, Nasachei Me'enov. After miraculous intervention, he allowed her to approach him and granted her request. At the end of the day, says Rav Chaim, yes, at the beginning it was bad. Achashverosh wanted to kill her. But then ended up being really good that Rabbeinu Shem saved Esther's and Malka's life. Maybe the lesson is, we could say sometimes things look bad, things don't look like it went our way, and then to give it a little bit of time, Kodesh Baruch Hu helps us see a little bit that it ended up where everything was Gamzu L'Toiva. I love this Rav Chaim. Vayihi. So which one is it? Major, the Major says that he wanted to kill her. But then there was no Sachay enough. No, originally Gemar Megillah tells us Yonah Be'ez, it was Vayihi. Vayihi is Lashon Tzar. Originally he wanted to kill her. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, she's stepping up, she's diving, the Klai Yisrael's fasting, Klai Yisrael says, Achdus, I'm gonna save them. But maybe the lesson is, I'm not sort of Rav Chaim's lesson, but maybe except the lesson is Rav Chaim. Even when things look like they're not going our way, at the end of the day, things will always work out. The Rabbanu Shem intercedes in Hashkuth Hashkacha Pratis. And this is a Pashat. The Gemara said, the Chazal tell us, and the Svarim teach us as well, the more we believe in the Chazal Baruch Hu's Hashkacha Pratis, the more you're going to get it. The more you believe in the Rabbanu Shem Hashkacha, the more you're going to get the Hashkacha. The more you're going to get divine intervention. Idea number three. So, well, we get to Perek Vav, and Achashverosh is up the whole night, and he sees the Sefer Zichronos, and he sees who's outside, and he asks Haman, Perek Vav, Pasuk Vav, Yom Haman, Al-Malch, Isha, Al-Shamelch, Havet, Bikro, Yaviyu. So he had to ask him, what should he do? To someone that the Achashverosh says, what to Haman, what should he do? So obviously the Gemara tells us that Haman's thinking about himself. Yaviyu, L-Shamelch, Asher, Shalovash, Ba-Malch, and Susa, Har-Sharach, Ba-Shamelch, Asher, Nitin, Keser, Malchus, Barosho. You should put we're bringing them all the Bikadim, all the king's royal clothing, and the crown. The next pasuk test, v'nasan alvush v'asus, says Rav Chaim, very simple. Pasuk ches tells us the levush, or the king's clothes, and the crown. Pasuk test tells us just the levush, no mention of the crown. Says Rav Chaim, why? Why no mention of the crown, pasuk test? Says Rav Chaim, look at the Yalkut Shimoni. The Medrash tells us that when originally Haman mentioned the royal crown, the Keser Machos pasuk ches, Achashverosh paled, realized that Haman had set his eyes, his own sight on the crown. Haman noticed Achashverosh's reaction, thus did not mention the crown again. What happened? He simply just said the levush and the horse and the sus. He didn't say anything about the crown. Says Rav Chaim, Haman's intentions were very simple. Haman had a tremendous ambition. He was limitless. He yearned to wear the crown, the greatest symbol of power in the empire. However, he wasn't sure how Achashverosh would react. He tested the waters. If Achashverosh, he said the first time about the crown, he would get upset. Then he wouldn't mention anymore. If he showed no reaction, then Haman could continue to talk about the crown. And what happened? He saw that Achashverosh got upset. And then Haman only said at the end of the day, he wasn't really talking about the crown, he was just talking about the royal attire. That's what he meant. And he didn't mean to ask Davka for the crown to be given to anyone. He was just saying the crown, you know, the crown will just go with the royal attire. Pachar of Chaim says that Haman is the ability to always try to try to trick. He's going to, I'm going to mention the word crown, and the Achashverosh gets upset, then I'm going to weasel my way out. It's the opposite of a Yid. The opposite of a Yid is to be emistic from the beginning. I remember when I once drove my Rebbe, Rav Simon Shlita, we went to Monroe for a chasna, Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Simon had to use the bathroom, he had to use the restroom. We're leaving the yeshiva, and he asked one of the Hasidic Shabachim, the Samar Bachrim, for a stucker box. He gave a little stucco. I asked Rav Simon after, what's pshat? Rav Simon said, I use the facilities. I use the bathroom. Rav Simon happens to be something that I always noticed when we went for lunch or whatever. He's very, very mocked about money. And I asked him, what's pshat? He said, what are you talking about? I use the facilities. He could be emistic. Haman is always trying to wiggle late, sheker. Always trying to wiggle his way out of something. And let me see what Achashverosh's reaction. If he gets upset, then I'll just wiggle my way and say, no, I wasn't really talking about it. To be emistic in anything and everything that we do. So just to review these three ideas. Why do you have these first three instructions, right? Laharos, lahagi, lutzavos, to show, to inform, to bitter, and to command him? Because it was everything, it was in ascending order. First, he wanted to see that Shimli, maybe she would understand the decree. Number two, that if she didn't get it, then she would understand that she had to step up. And number three, if she didn't want to, then she had a direct order from Megillah, lutzavos. Because Mordechai was married to her, and Mordechai was the leader of the Jewish people. That was idea number one, to make sure they have to do things in steps. But like Rav Simon told us from Rav Avadia, don't go too fast and do everything in steps. If you do everything too fast, then you're going to crumble down like that. The Baal Tshuva from Tzfat once told me. Idea number two from Perek Hey, Pasuk Beis, why the Medrash tells us that originally Achashverosh wants to kill Esther because she came in without being called. And then, but the Pasuk says Rav Chaim, Nasa B'chein Yaino, which one was it? Because originally it was Vayihi Vayiz Lashon Tzar. But then Rabbi Hashem got involved. The Rabbi Hashem made Achashverosh calm down. It was a tremendous miracle. The more we believe in Akharish Baruch Hu's Hashkacha, the more we're going to get his Hashkacha. So Svarim say, Pasha. Originally Achashverosh was upset, says Rav Chaim. It was Vayihi. But then the Rabbi Hashem interceded. He saw the tefillas, he saw the tzomos, the fasting, the achdus. And then he changed his way. And finally, Perek Vav. Pesukim Ches and Tes. Why first mention of Kesher Malchus and then not Kesher Malchus? Because at the end of the day, yeah, the Yalkut says that when Haman originally says something about the crown, Achashverosh thought he was coming for the position. He didn't want to be vice president anymore. He wanted to be presidente. He wanted to be the head honcho number one. Haman said he wanted to test the water, says Rav Chaim. And if Achashverosh had no intention, he would continue talking about the crown. If he had no reaction, he would continue talking about the crown. If he did have reaction, he would just say, it was wiggle, wiggle, right? What, saying no. He wasn't really talking about the crown. He was just talking about the royal attire. Sheker. Always trying to wiggle himself out. To wiggle himself out of this, wiggle himself out of that. Our job is to be emistic like the tzaddikim, Rav Simon. Emis, emis, emis in anything and everything that we do. Bezat Hashem Yisbarach Shkoyach.